Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, vegans of all ages, welcome to the Vegan with Sky show. Can you believe it's only Thursday? Got the goddamn vegan SOBs up in this biatch.
Up in here, y'all gonna make me lose my cool. Up in here, y'all gonna make me act a fool. Up in here.
Hey guys, I'm so glad we're already, you know, this life is full of mystery and wonder. And I'm glad that all of you are here with me, right here on the Vegan with Sky show. And I'm thankful. You know, if you haven't already, please head on over to the Etsy.com/shop/vegan. Of course, I think it's exciting. I just took a B12 and I am amped. I'm just amped on life because when I took my B12 today, I got a new lease on life. You know, it's something about when you read a B12 bottle, it says helps your body convert food to energy. I think that reading that gives me energy. I think when I read the bottle of B12, I get more energy out of life. And I started thinking about how vegans are the only ones like thinking about this stuff. Hello, Karina V. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. Have you received your cottage core vegan t-shirt yet? No, I'm just joking. I saw that it ships in just a couple days. I'm pretty excited about it. Anyway, I often think that when vegans are out there thinking about B12 and shit, you know, I never even heard about B12 before going vegan. Now, I was only 25 when I went vegan, so I wasn't really thinking about stuff like that. And I didn't take a B12 supplement until I was 41. And so when I turned 41, I heard that when you turn 40, that it's harder for your body to convert or to hold on to your vitamins, that it depletes. It's harder for you to absorb them. So when I turned 41, I started taking B12 supplements. And let me tell you, before that, I knew that people were taking, injecting themselves with B12 when they had hangovers. So in Las Vegas, there's a Hangover RX where when you are sick after having a big night out, you can go to this place where hot nurses will hook you up to an IV, and that is supposed to cure your hangover. They say it's mostly just B12, vitamin C, and relaxation, and having someone care for you, having a hot nurse care for you. So maybe it works, but I think it's interesting that it's B12. And I was like, oh, well, I don't take B12, but I'm vegan and I hear about B12 all the time. All right. So do you think that maybe that's why vegans have so much more energy, is because they are taking B12? Maybe it's because the human animal, by eating another animal that's not as bioavailable, the B12 in the flesh of another being. If you go and so you jerk off the bull and then you go through all that trouble, I mean, to me that's crossing a line, but okay, so they go jerk off the bull and then they go forcibly inseminate a cow, and then that cow has a baby. That's so they take the baby, they let it live for a little while, and they kill that baby and they eat the baby. And then, well, first, hold on, I skipped a step. They get the baby and then they inject that baby with B12, and then they kill the baby and they eat the baby. And they think that that will give them B12, but I don't think it does. I don't think it does. I think that it doesn't give you the B12 that you need, because when I take a vitamin B12 tablet, I'm like, bong, I'm super stoked. I'm like, I got a new lease on life. And it might be just me reading the bottle, because every time I read the bottle, it says that it helps convert food to energy. And I'm like, whoa, energy, I feel it. Maybe it's all just psychosomatic. But it could be that because of the bioavailability of B12 in tablet or gummy form, I like the gummies better, tablet or gummy form, or Gumby Vegan, he sprays it in his mouth. B12, it's like Banaka. It's like Banaka. He just sprays B12 into his mouth and he's like amped, ready to go. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Do you think that's what it is, guys? I wonder. Hot Nurses, got to go home and watch this. Hot Nurses, yeah, they have this place where in Las Vegas, well, there's actually like a bunch of services now. When you have a hangover, there's a place in Las Vegas you can go where nurses wearing hot nurse costumes will give you an IV, and the IV will rehydrate you and give you some vitamins. That's what they do. Yeah, it's a little bit weird. You take a liquid form under your tongue. Do you feel amped after you do your B12? Do you? Do B12 or not B12? That is the question. When I turned 40, I did start doing B12, and it has made all the difference. You see that? I mixed Shakespeare with Robert Frost. That's what English majors can do for you. You can mix Shakespeare and Robert Frost all the time. Man said only 25. Uno. Yeah, I mean, when I was 25, I went vegan, but there was no really, I didn't know any other vegans, man. I went on by all by myself. I knew zero other vegans when I went vegan. Zero. I was literally 15 minutes into that next generation when I realized it's VOC time. Well, there's nothing wrong with being 15 minutes into VOC time, too. Well, it's time. It is time. It's the Vegan with Sky Show. Get your body tears ready, it's time for the Vegan with Sky Show. Sorry, here's to Marilyn, who's in the streets of New York City. She's in the streets of New York City, walking around, having a good time. I love this.
It's so windy. I don't know how this is going to work.
I love that it's windy there. It's so windy. It's windy here too. Wow. I just heard a clanging noise.
Oh, I am out in Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Greenpoint.
So, yeah, Greenpoint is basically New York City's answer to like Universal Studios or.
Oh, I thought that's where all the hipsters lived was Greenpoint. It's like up the.
That too.
Yeah, I thought it was like the cool hipster place to live. Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
No, actually, I take that back. Greenpoint's kind of like shitty.
What's the hipster area?
Williamsburg it used to be.
Williamsburg,
now,
right?
Now it's like Bushwick. Yeah, now very like cool. You have to have a lot of money to live in Williamsburg, which you kind of always did, but.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. How bad is that wind?
I don't know. I think it's I can hear you. I hope that other people can hear you as well. Okay. Hopefully everyone can hear you. It says super windy. Yeah. I mean, I great first vegan to meet. I want to see Brooklyn, says Karina V. She's never been and wants a tour.
I'm trying to like hot. I just hid.
You just hid. What are you?
I'm not in a cool spot of Brooklyn though. I'm in a very industrial area. This is where they have all the studios, where they shoot FBI, Blue Bloods, Good Wife.
Are you shooting there today?
Tomorrow I'm actually not sure where we're shooting, but I'm working on Law and Order Organized Crime.
What? That's so great. Forget about it.
No. No, it's just background.
That's still great. What do you mean? It's you could be upgraded. They could give you a line at any moment.
That has never happened to me.
I know, but it could happen.
Yeah, but you can't go into the day thinking that.
I don't know. I go into every day thinking. I woke up and I was thinking about Kanye West and how sad it is that I can't think about Kanye West without thinking about his anti-Semitic stuff because yeah. I really love his motivational stuff. Like when he's like, at the end of the day, God damn it, I'm killing this shit. And I thought about that because of the goddamn vegan SOBs. And I'm like, oh, God damn it, I'm killing this shit, but I ain't killing animals. And I was like, man, I'm totally into Kanye West this morning. God damn it, I'm killing this shit. You know what? Get this, Kirsten. I never sold any t-shirt. You know what's funny? I was like, when I first started vegan, vegan, of course, all I wanted to do was make a cool like t-shirt brand. And then I was like, you know what? The George Floyd thing happened. And I was like, the George Floyd thing, you know, the murder of George Floyd happened. Yeah. And I was like, I can't do this. I just can't. And so I stopped doing everything. And then I said, you know what? I just want a community of vegans because the world is full of horrible people and I want to be around nice people. But here's
not
the thing.
Not all vegans are nice. We've gone over this.
This is the moral baseline, though.
Yes,
it's the moral baseline. Okay, so get this part. This I'm getting to this. This is why I'm telling you this. So then,
okay, I'm ready.
So then, I was like, you know what? I still want to do the t-shirts and stuff. So I did. And you know what? This week we got to our 10th. Our 10th item was sold on Etsy, and they say the first 10 are the hardest. You know, because most people sell them to moms and shit.
I'm finding that it's the last 20 that.
The last 20.
We have t-shirts, by the way. Yeah. I probably sold about 15 of them.
Nice.
But I can't sell anymore. I mean, I haven't really been promoting it as much as I should, I guess.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I started promoting them as soon as we got them, and we got sales right away.
Nice.
What is this? Oh, my booking details. Hold on one second. Hold for me.
I'm holding, yeah. Holding for you. Okay, that was fun. Okay, you're back.
Wait, where is it?
No. You're differently oriented. One of us bought a hat to wear on Future Voice. I think it's exciting. You know what? I'm gonna tell her when she gets back that maybe
I'm back.
Oh, she's back.
I can
hold
hear
on.
You the whole time.
She's back. She can hear me the whole time. Okay. Well, here's what I was thinking. You know, this is supposed to be a vegan media company. Maybe I can make some vegan SOB shirts and sell them on vegan, of course, and then give you part of the profits, half of the profit.
Man. Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to be a fucking community.
You want our logo?
Yes, I will do it. We'll start selling them right here. We'll split it 50-50 because you know what? You do a show here every week. I think so when I was in New York on Times Square, I think it's like CBS store, and the CBS store, they sold shirts for 60 minutes to catch a predator. I don't know. I'm just joking. I don't know. They sold a bunch of shirts for all their shows. I don't know. I don't know the CBS shows.
Blue Bloods.
Blue Bloods. Yeah. When you go to the CBS store, they have shirts for all their shows. They don't have a store for each show. They have one store that sells all the shows.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm trying to build.
So
you
are you going to produce our content?
Yes. I'd be happy to.
Great. I'm ready.
I can edit it.
I edit it. That's what I do.
Oh, you do the editing, but you are you're the on-screen talent. Why are you doing the editing?
I know, but I also do the editing. I enjoy editing.
Me too, but it's time consuming.
It is time consuming. Yes. Yeah. The last sketch that we just put out took me, like, I just didn't have the time to sit down with it. So I sat down and I put together like a 4-minute version, and then I had to go back and cut out some fat, and I just didn't have the time for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. I edit all day, every day, and I'm still like all day, every day I edit. All day. Damn. Because I'm also editing for other people. I edit for other people. Yeah. I don't just edit for this channel. Though. Huh?
So this is Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. It's so beautiful.
This is Greenpoint. This is Greenpoint.
Greenpoint.
There are much nicer areas of Brooklyn.
So what are you doing there today if not filming?
I got a COVID test.
A COVID test in Greenpoint. You have to go all the way to Greenpoint to get a COVID test?
Because that's where they are. Hold on. By something very loud.
Oh, there's something loud.
That's where they're... stages are, so that's like where their studio is.
Yeah.
So they and like all these productions have like a different location for where you get tested, and then that's not necessarily where you're going to be shooting the next day.
Yeah. Okay. So you have to do
like
the COVID test.
We might be on location tomorrow. I have no idea.
But I don't understand, because don't they just have the rapid test? Like when I go on set, I just take my nose. And I put it in the thing, and they're like, okay, you can come in. They don't make me show up a day early.
Well, this is New York City. You do things differently.
But I hear it if you make it there.
It's true.
You make it anywhere. So really, since you've already made it there, you can do anything, Kirsten.
I have not made it in New York.
You're on Law and Order Organized Crime.
As background, it's not that hard.
Everybody wants your job. Everyone's jealous of you.
No, that's funny because I was working on SBU last week.
Yeah.
And we were on location in the meatpacking district.
Yeah.
Which, of course, I hate that it's called that, but it is.
But it's they don't pack meat there anymore, though.
No. Now it's all like, well, now it's like hotel, restaurant. It used to be a big clubbing spot.
Yeah.
Now it's not so much because people don't really go clubbing anymore.
No, they don't.
Yeah. But it used to be a big, big clubbing area.
Right, like Studio 54 and stuff.
Well, sort of.
Not Studio 54, stuff like Studio 54.
But like later on, like in the 90s and early 2000s, it was like a club spot.
Okay, but now like, it's a
movie
spot.
I don't know when they stopped. Well, now it's a whatever spot, but...
it's a whatever spot.
We were shooting in a diner that's like on the corner, and there were people walking by because... It's still like kind of some stuff happening there. So there was like a restaurant, people were going in, and people were like, oh, let me be an extra, I'll do it for free. And I'm like, you would not like this job if you did it all the time. And as soon as you were here for 2 hours without being told like what's going on, you would fucking leave.
Have you seen the show Holding that I'm working on?
I have.
Yeah, it's about that. It's about them sitting in the holding area waiting for shit to happen.
I just watched one where she's filling out her postcards and she's got the guy signing her signature.
Yeah. It's like an old postcard from the 90s too because like because who the hell sends out postcards? Yeah.
Right. Oh,
yeah,
God.
I like that one. Yeah, if they love me, if they like me as a brunette, they'll love me as a redhead. I like that one a lot. I like that one a lot. It's pilot season, and they're dressed like pilots.
Oh, but
visual humor, I really like. You missed it, huh? I love it. I cracked up about it.
Well, because I didn't think she was a pilot. I thought she was like a.
She's like a stewardess, but the other dudes are pilots.
Okay. It went over my head.
That's perfect, though. That's what I love about shit like that. I love that so much. I love when there's jokes that are there that nobody gets. I love that so much. Because that's the type of shit that you'll see like 10 years later and you'll go like, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin and I sometimes will like add something and we're like, nobody's going to know that's what we're doing. And it's like, who cares?
So
we
what?
Know.
Yeah. So what? Yeah. Shakespeare did that too. He did put all sorts of stuff in there that just went whoosh. I mean, think about it. People were like, talking and shit during his plays and he'd like put all this magic in there and people are like just missing it over their heads. So
I'm going to do something crazy so that I can stay on with you. I'm not going to get on the train.
Oh my gosh, this is
and
crazy.
I'm gonna keep walking, and I might walk myself all the way into Manhattan. We'll see.
Is that you're gonna cross the Brooklyn Bridge with your feet?
Not the Brooklyn Bridge. I have to cross the Pulaski Bridge to get myself back into Queens, and then I have to cross the 59th Street Bridge to get.
Oh my
back
gosh. It sounds like a beautiful day. You know what I love about New York City are the ferries that take you around the island. I love that. I love.
Oh, I could get on a ferry.
I love the ferries. I took a ferry once from like up by Columbia on the north side of the island. I took it down to Wall Street, and it was one of the coolest things I ever did. I thought it was so. Yeah, taking the ferry to Wall Street, and the ferry goes right into Wall Street, and you're like. Because back in the old days, they needed that, and it just never changed.
Right.
Like, who the hell takes the ferry to Wall Street anymore? I don't know.
Yeah.
People do, though.
Taking the ferry is a nice ride. It's just not the most convenient thing, because you have to get all the way to the water.
Right.
To get on it. Like, the closest ferry to me, I live pretty close to the water. I live between 1st and 2nd Avenue, so I'm actually close to the East River, but... the closest ferry is on 35th Street, and I live on 54th Street.
Yeah, That wouldn't be totally convenient. But then again, you know, that's why they built the subway. But I know that's not the most convenient way to travel. But when I lived in San Francisco Bay, I took the ferry almost once a week at least. And I to from Oakland to San Francisco. And it's like one of my favorite things because it was like a ritual. I'd get on the boat. They'd sell me a beer. That's amazing, too. Like, they sell you beer. They don't sell you beer on the subway.
They don't. Illegal, I think, to drink beer on the subway.
Yeah, on the ferry, it's legal. You can drink on the ferry. So when I was a big drinker, that's what I would do. Do you well, are you involved in anything else besides acting this week, or is there what else is going on Planet Kirsten?
What else is going on? Well, I had a little bit of drama this morning because I did an audition for what's the show? Ghost. You know,
Ghost, like Patrick Swayze Ghost?
No, unfortunately not. It's a
I heard he likes to reinvent people's assholes.
Oh god.
It's a callback episode, guys. It's a callback. You gotta watch every episode with us if you're gonna
to know what the fuck we're talking about. Don't watch that episode, though.
No, it wasn't our finest moment.
It wasn't the best. Wait, what was I saying?
I don't know. Something about Patrick Swayze.
I had a little drama. No, you said Patrick Swayze.
You said Ghost.
I said Ghost, which is a TV show, which is a spinoff of the show Power. You know the show Power? It was created by 50 Cent or like produced by 50 Cent.
No, but that song that I was singing you earlier by Kanye West, the title of that song is Power. At the end of the day, goddammit, I'm killing this shit. All right, so what is Power and what is Ghost? I mean, I guess I don't need the whole plot of the fucking...
I don't even know the plot, but Power is a show that's on Stars. It had 6 seasons, and now it's got like 5 spinoffs. And Ghost is one of the spinoffs. Ghost follows the son of the main guy from Power.
Okay.
They sell other substances
on the subway.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, they do other substances on the subway. I don't know if they sell them. You can see people doing substances on the subway.
Hey, I've seen people doing crack.
I've seen people do all sorts of things on subways.
That's how I know what crack smells like.
You know what I like about New York?
Yeah.
No, it's like the amplification of every place else you've been. Like, you could see people smoke crack in San Francisco subways, but it's not like a New York subway, you know? There are people, when they do crack on a New York subway, there's just got that charm. It's got that charm that you don't have in other places.
Yeah, you're just like, that guy.
Yeah, even on Tokyo subways, I've seen people do drugs, but it's just like, it's not like New York. It's not like New York City.
Nothing's like New York City.
Nope, if you make it there.
I just finished telling you about my drama.
I'm trying to find out about it. I'm tangential. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get you to the bridge. I'm trying to just get you to the, ticket to the bridge.
I'm not close to the bridge yet. Oh, wait.
Ticket to the chorus. All right,
wait,
so take it to the chorus.
I? Hold on. I got to get to the right road. I think I went too far.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. I got to go back.
Well, that's okay. It's a city block. Blocks are small in New York City.
It's a Brooklyn block.
A Brooklyn block.
Yeah.
Like the BK. You're at the BK. The BK Knights. All right, so. Okay, so yes. You had drama with the Ghost, with Patrick Swayze.
With Patrick, there is a show called Power. And
Power.
Now there are spinoffs of Power, which are Ghost, Raising Kanan, and 2 others that I can't remember the names of. And so Ghost follows the son of the main guy from Power. Yes.
Okay.
That's all I really know. I've never watched the show before.
Is it paranormal or is it just like...
No, Ghost was like the guy's nickname.
Oh.
And it's all about like drugs and stuff.
Oh, it's about drugs. Okay.
So in my scene, I played... Oh, so I had an audition for Ghost.
Okay.
And I play this... I would say it says that she has an unconscious bias. I would say she's racist.
Okay.
So she is talking to this girl. I can't say too much because, and not that I signed any sort of NDA, but I'm not supposed to like say stuff about the show. Anyway, so I finished it last night. Okay. I finished it last night. I send it. The way you send auditions is through this website called Actors Access. It gets sent to your manager or agent. Okay. Yeah. So it gets sent to your manager or agent first, and then they get a chance to review it, and then they have to send it along. So as far as I know, kitty cat.
Oh my gosh. I saw him.
Oh, baby.
They're everywhere, aren't they?
Goes. Probably around here, not in Manhattan, unfortunately, or not where I live in Manhattan. I never see any kitty cats on the street in Manhattan.
The coyotes eat them?
The people.
Eat them?
No, I don't know.
Okay, the cars hit them or something. Oh, anyway, okay, yeah, not safe place anyway, for cats.
Not a Got safe it. Place for cats. So, yeah, so as far as I'm aware, the audition's due at 10 a.m. And it's like... And I sent it in last night at like 11, and this morning it's 9:30, and I still haven't gotten any sort of alert that my manager sent it along. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I actually think that I did a good job with this audition. It was a casting director that I like just took class with.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh,
you're like, I got an in. Yeah.
Okay. So I got an in here, and I'm like, calling my manager's office, nobody's answering, email her, time's ticking down.
Okay.
It's like 9:55, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I made a Dropbox. I made like a Dropbox.
Yeah.
And I sent it direct to the casting director. I was like,
whoa,
look.
Fuck this agent.
I was like, look, I don't know what's going on with my manager. I know this is like not a conventional way to send auditions, but I haven't heard from my manager, and I know this is due at 10.
So
10:20, my manager did finally send it.
What?
Yeah.
Did you call your manager?
I called her a couple times and she didn't answer, and I sent an email to her. I got no response, but they sent it at like 10:20. So I don't know. I was talking to a friend of mine who is much further along in the business, and he was like, calm down. It's probably 10 for your manager, but like 12 for the agent. And I was okay. But still, like, they usually send it in like right away.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I was freaking the fuck out. And I was like, if I don't get this because my manager didn't fucking send it on time,
how would you know? Are they going to tell you? Like, oh, we were going to give it to you, but no?
Oh, well, no, I know. I wouldn't know if that was the reason. But
now if you don't get it, you're going to assume that's the reason.
Yeah, I'm just going to be like, it's because she didn't send it on time.
That bitch.
I'm at the Pulaski Bridge currently.
We're going to see the bridge? We're really getting a nice tour of Brooklyn.
Are you?
Yes.
It's okay over here. I mean,
I think it's great. On the Vegan of Course channel, you can oh my gosh. See, this is the clip right here. Wait, don't. Hold on a second. Keep going. Yeah, that's nice. That's the clip. This is the...
That's the thumbnail?
That's the thumbnail right there when I recut the whole thing. Totally.
Right, I'm about to step onto getting myself onto the bridge. So this is the Pulaski Bridge.
Pulaski Bridge.
I will be leaving Brooklyn and going into Queens now.
The Pulaski is a tool that firemen use. You know, most people think a fireman uses a pickaxe, but they don't. The tool they actually hold is a Pulaski. It's half hoe, half pick. The it's not an axe. The axe would be like this, but it's actually shaped like this.
Yeah.
And it's called a Pulaski, named after the famous Pulaski Bridge. No, I don't know why. Maybe it's the same man. Maybe it was the same Pulaski.
Yeah.
Could
There's
be.
There's also another Pulaski Bridge in New Jersey.
It's probably the same guy. He probably designed the bridge or something.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I mean, this bridge is kind of shitty, but...
But it wasn't when it was built. It was beautiful when it was built.
Maybe.
It's a utilitarian bridge. Well, you know, not every bridge has to be pretty. It just has to get workers from one side to the other.
Yeah, well, and there's no tourists that are fucking taking this bridge. So.
No tourists. Tourists not allowed on the Pulaski Bridge. I always think about, like, you know, bridges are made to bring a workforce to a factory or an office building. And yet the workers are the ones who pay for the bridges.
It's fucked up.
It is fucked up. The businesses should be paying for those bridges. But instead, they pay zero tax. And you and me got to pay for the bridges for the privilege to work for these corporations that don't pay any taxes. What the heck, America?
You just reminded me of something that happened last night. We were coming off the subway. And we went through, you can go through those emergency doors now. You don't have to, like it's not going to alarm. You don't have to go through the turnstile. So we went through the emergency door. There was this couple in front of us. Yeah. And then this trans couple came, or they may not have been trans, but it was, you know, two people dressed in, like, traditionally women's clothing. But so they walked through and... Yeah. So they're like evading the, you know, the fair, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck, but like,
what do you care? None of my business.
This woman is like, oh, what the fuck did she say? And she would not stop saying it. She was like, what did she call them?
Oh no.
I forget. Yeah, no, she was like, older white woman. But the thing that I appreciated that the guy that she was with was basically telling her to shut the fuck up. He was like,
trouble.
What do you care? Yeah, he was like, what do you care? Like, mind your business. Like, who cares?
Mind your business.
I had to pay the fare. And then she was like, this is why the fare's going up, because these people aren't paying. I'm like, that's not why the fare's going up, you fucking idiot. Like,
it's because repairs. They need to make repairs.
It's repairs. It's
inflation.
It's, you know, people at the top lining their pockets. Like,
there's lots of reasons why fares go up.
Yeah, like, it's not because a very small percentage of people are not paying the fare.
No, it's not. That's not why at all. And also,
like, you know, you don't know their situation. These are like young people. They could be in college, high school. They could have been kicked out of their house. Like, they're evading the
whatever.
Fare for a reason. And the fare is fucking expensive now.
Yeah. And also, what do you care?
Yeah.
I mean, people are sleeping on the subway. You know,
it's like that fucking, wait, am I about to, oh no, it's just moving because of the wind. I thought like the thing was going down because the bridge is gonna go up, but it's just like blowing in the wind.
It's bowing in the wind. It is bowing. Oh, it's a Boeing 747. I always like that. It's like there are people out there going, teacher, you didn't do your homework. You forgot to give us homework, teacher. It's like, shut up, kid. Yeah. But teacher did it. You forgot to give us homework. What's our homework tonight? Shut up. Yeah, that's the.
Well, it's that Republican mentality of like, I had to, so they should have to. And it's like, you have the ability to.
Yeah.
You clearly have the ability to pay the $275, and they.
Well, here's
do
the
not.
Other thing.
So shut that's the what fuck the. Up.
That's what security's for. They were able to do it. They were able to get around security. Stop stressing. Like you paid, you don't have the stress. Oh, look how beautiful New York City. There you go. Look at how beautiful this. Look at that town. If you make it there. You can just make it almost anywhere. Yeah.
I love that you keep saying that.
It's beautiful. Hilarious. Look at the buses and the... I haven't seen any police since you've been going.
Oh, because the police don't hang out in Greenpoint.
No? I thought they did.
No, they hang out in places where rich people want to see them.
Oh, yeah. I get it. Greenpoint doesn't need the cops.
Yeah.
Don't need them. Okay. Well, no. That's the thing. If you can get around, if you can evade detection, then who am I? It's like the people going, Schindler's hiding Jews. Schindler, hey guys, it's like, dude, why are you giving him up? Let him go do his thing.
It just comes down to like, the fare is $275. If a person has to evade that, don't you think that your life is maybe a little bit better than theirs?
I'd like to think so. But I also think, like, in terms of veganism, I think also, like, there's no victim here, man. Like, if you wait,
well,
why can't you?
She thinks she's the victim because she's like, the fares keep going up because of those people, and it's like, that's not why the fares are going up. But she can't actually see why the fares are going up. She just sees that people are not paying, and so it's going up for her. It's like, no.
But at least. She's thinking that she's the victim, but like when you think about how many animals she victimizes and how many times, you know what I mean? It's like, I always feel that way, that like, okay, well, how many victims are we talking about here? And you just continue to hurt animals willy nilly. And it bothers me. So I don't know how to, oh, look at that. Vegan Looney's here. He's all the way from Ireland. Vegan Looney.
Hello.
Welcome, Vegan Looney. We're in New York City. We're walking from New York City, from Williamsburg, sorry, from Williams Point,
Greenpoint.
Through the Pulaski, over the Pulaski Bridge into Manhattan.
Queens. Over the Pulaski Bridge into Queens, and then over the 59th Street Bridge into Manhattan.
She represents Queens. I was raised out in Brooklyn. That's LL Cool J.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
For those of you that didn't know.
Well, you didn't know the Kanye thing was power, so I just need to, like, reference.
I know who LL Cool J is, though, and I know his music, and I'm trying to not remember Kanye.
Yeah, but he had some bangers, Kanye.
Oh, sure. I'll give him that. But he's also a Nazi, so...
Is he a Nazi, though? He's definitely not a good guy. He's a Nazi sympathizer. He's like Charles Lindbergh.
Sure, but like, you know, what's the line between being a Nazi sympathizer and being an actual Nazi?
Oh, he crossed the line. Don't get me wrong. But he did have some bangers before he crossed the line. So can I like his music before he... Like, I'm not going to buy any more Kanye.
But if you continue to listen to music you've already bought or downloaded, fine. But if you're streaming it, you're still giving him money.
A lot of money or just like a penny? How's that work? How much money is he getting every time I listen to Power? God damn it, I'm killing this shit. And I only listen to it like once every month, maybe. What about if it's not Kanye? What if it's like Eminem featuring Kanye? How much money is he really making? Like, where do we stop with this? Like, when do I have to, like...
What if it's
Lil Wayne featuring Kanye West?
I mean, for me, as soon as I hear his voice, I change it. But
as soon as you hear Kanye's voice, look, yeah, the real thing says I have to cut Kanye loose. I have cut Kanye loose. I'm not a Kanye... Guys, don't get me wrong. Kanye's cut. He's cut. But
not fully. You're still holding on a little bit.
I cut R. Kelly still, but when Remix to Ignition comes on, I'm kind of like,
I change it.
You change it?
I do not listen to Remix to Ignition anymore.
It's fresh out the kitchen.
I also like don't really listen to Michael Jackson music anymore either.
I know. I don't listen to
that one's hard. That one's pretty hard.
Yeah, it's kind of like that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I don't listen to Michael Jackson because it always reminds me of all of the horrible stuff. But if I'm at a place and the DJ drops a Michael Jackson tune, I'm always like, "Don't stop till you get enough."
I stopped listening to Chris Brown like as soon as
when he beat up Rihanna.
With Rihanna came out. Yeah, I was like, "And you're done." And it pissed me off that like. A month later, he was performing at the Grammys, and I was like, what the fuck are we telling everyone? That it's okay to beat women?
And 2 months later, wasn't he back with her? I mean, like, they got back together.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. They're whole thing. I don't listen to Chris Brown because of that as well. It's true that there are people that Lil Wayne I even have a hard time with, even though I really like Lil Wayne. He was begging Trump to pardon him and all that shit, and he was like showing up with Trump and like being, he's all like a Trump supporter.
I did not know that.
Lil Wayne.
Damn. Shit, yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like me some Lil Wayne. Uh-oh.
He's a talented bastard. He's really good. He's talented. Lil Wayne, man. What am I going to stop?
Damn it. Like,
I know. This is what I'm talking about. It's hard. Where do we stop?
A million.
A million here, a million there. Yeah. He's amazing. He's really good. He's hilarious.
Fuck.
If you're against Kanye, you have to be against him all the time.
I agree with that.
Yeah. He is a Nazi unless you are being literal. Yeah, I mean...
You know who I also don't listen to anymore?
Hmm.
Drake, because of his connection to Canada Goose.
Ooh, see, I started hating Kanye...
I do not listen to Drake anymore.
I started hating Kanye before everybody else because of his fur camp. Because he had fur with Yeezy in his clothing line.
I mean, to be fair, his music got bad.
He hasn't had
a good album in a while.
Totally. He hasn't had a good album in a really long time. I don't know why everyone...
It's kind of been easy to just let him go because he's been making shit music.
Well, yeah, and he does make shit music. And I don't really care about Kanye West except that he's a piece of shit. But he did release some bangers. I mean, you gotta... pay the devil's due, right? I mean, some good songs in the beginning, in the early years of his career. Remember Gold Digger?
In the early years, yes.
The College Dropout album? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying that was bad. That was very good. Boga,
a flex of Kanyeism. That's not bad, Vogon poetry. No, I'm okay. I'm out. Kanye's out. I won't listen
out.
To Kanye. He's out.
Done.
And all y'all and MJ too. Michael Jackson too. He's out. Who else? Who else are we canceling right here on the VOC show on Vegan with Sky?
Well, we canceled Drake.
You guys will be doing some playlist cleaning later.
R. Kelly. We canceled.
Drake's out. Drake sucks out. Anyway. 21. What it is? 21. Have you heard that 21 song? 21. Can you do something for me?
No, but I mean, all of his songs have started to sound the same. But anytime it pops up, I just change it. I'm like, no Drake. Even though, like, I keep telling, because I'll just, like, tell Siri just to, like, play music that I like on Apple Music. And then, like, every once in a while, a Drake song will pop up. And I'm like, no, how many times do I have to tell you?
No Drake.
But I don't like this. I don't want any Drake.
No, Drake sucks. I don't listen to Kanye West, but sometimes his music is in my head. Can we put it that way? Sometimes I still have that song in my head. It's not like I was...
All right, it's not your fault.
Yeah, it's not like I'm a fucking Kanye West. It's not like I'm driving down the street. Do you know what I listen to, Kirsten? You know what kind of music I actually listen to? Chill hop. I'm listening to like chill hop beats, instrumental, just like in the background, like barely recognized.
My brother used to do that so that he could rap over top of it.
Oh, really? No, I listen to like chill lo-fi beats. That's what I listen to. Like where... It's like totally chill, so I can edit and I can read, I can write, I can.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my aunt once told me that I needed to make music that people could like do their work to. And I was like, no.
There's enough people doing that. Yeah.
Not the kind of music that what are you talking about? Like, I want people to actually want to listen to my music and listen to the lyrics and get
the
point.
No, it's background.
Like,
you want to be in the background.
Why
Wallflower.
Do I want to create background music?
Because clearly that's where the money is in the background.
Well, she was like, her point was like at this point, like Kelly Clarkson is like background music. Like, it's so popular that you know it and you just leave it playing in the background, but you don't actually have to listen to it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
No. Well, it's funny because when I was involved in like the jazz world, I was like, there were people who were going, oh, we play beer jazz. They would call it beer jazz. And it's just jazz that they can play at a place and you can drink beer and keep talking and stuff. And I was like, oh, I want to have like, I want to go to a place that's playing experimental weird shit that like I'm focused. I'm focusing on your music. Yeah. And now I can't, I don't know. I still listen to a lot of jazz.
Beer jazz.
I don't listen to stuff with words very often, to be honest.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, now that I think about it.
Well, as a lyricist, I prefer words.
Well, I'm still love the Beastie Boys, and I'm a big fan of them. They're great lyricists. Lil Wayne, I don't know. Do we have to hate everyone who's a Trump supporter, just even though he was just a Trump supporter for a second?
I don't even know what you're talking about, so I'm not ready to cancel Lil Wayne.
Okay, good.
I'm not
all right.
ready for that.
You're not ready? You let me know.
So many.
We've I'll stand with you in so solidarity. Many. If you decide that it's time to cancel Lil Wayne, I'll be there with you.
Okay.
But, yeah. I still like Eminem, and he's said some cancelable things.
He has said some cancelable things, yeah. Well, Gen Z was trying to cancel him, I think. I forget for what, though.
I still love Eminem. I don't really listen to him, though. Like, I don't really, yeah, I don't know. My life does not call for that type of music very often. I very rarely, like, tell my phone to play upbeat hip-hop or whatever the hell. What would you call this music? Amping? Like
upbeat hip-hop? I would just call it hip-hop.
Yeah, I guess so. He's not like... But hip-hop is more like Drake now. Drake is far cry from Eminem.
Yeah, but I mean, I would say that Drake's got some like R&B as well. But what's happened in, you know, the 2020s or even earlier, the 20-teens, is that like all of these genres are kind of blending together. So nobody's doing one genre anymore.
Well, we saw that in the 90s with, like, I thought Wyclef Jean was really doing some pretty incredible work back in the day, like jamming classical music into hip-hop with reggae. And you're like, what?
I mean, you know? Jay-Z was jamming musical theater.
He was. It was a Hard Knocks Life. I went to that tour. I saw Method Man, Redman, DMX, and... DMX and Jay, and it was amazing. An amazing show. Oh my gosh, what happened? What's that? What's all this? That's so cute. Time for grind.
Oh, it's the coffee shop.
Oh, time to grind. I got it. Hustle culture.
Is that what it says?
No, I just made that up because it said time to grind.
It said grind. Yeah, no, it's a coffee shop.
Well, that's cool. I like coffee.
Me too. But I'm not going to go in a coffee shop right now. I'm going to wait.
Okay. That's good. I think
wait
coffee's...
till I get back to my area.
Yeah. Something chill. Something to chill be vegan to, Kirsten. That's what I want.
My music? What?
Something to be vegan. Music to be vegan to.
I have vegan music.
I know you do.
I have
it's
music
delicious.
To be vegan to.
It's delicious. You barely notice that there's no whey powder in it. You can't even tell. You can't even tell there's no whey powder in your music. It's brilliant. I love it. It's all about the roots. The roots are great. Aren't they the one? The roots are great.
This is true.
I like the roots.
I can't figure out. So Questlove, he's not vegan, right?
No, but he always
he's just like promoting.
Says, yeah.
Beyond or Impossible or something.
It's like he's like the liberal hip hop artist or something, because he's the one on Jimmy Fallon, right? Questlove, and he plays the drums.
Well, the Roots are on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, it's the whole group, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But Questlove, like on his social media, is always promoting like vegan products.
Is Questlove vegan?
He did some deal with Beyond or something. I don't know, but he was like constantly promoting. Either Beyond or Impossible. I'm not sure which one.
Is Questlove vegan? All right. I'm searching that right now. Is Questlove vegan? He has designed a signature cheesesteak. The vegetarian Questlove's cheesesteak is made with Impossible. Vegetarian. I mean, his cheesesteak thing is... He says that plant food is the future.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's saying like a lot of the right stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Questlove and Lewis Hamilton invest in 1.5 billion vegan, blah, blah, blah. The Roots drummer Questlove Thompson recently went vegan in an effort to provide to improve his health. Yeah, it says he went vegan on Veg News, that he recently went vegan. And what benefits have you seen from the health diet, from the health food diet of veganism? Yeah, so he's vegan for health.
So he's plant based.
Yeah, I guess that would be, he's a plant based guy. Well, that's cool. I mean, at least there's Questlove. I wish that we can make more. Can we get more good Questlove music? That would be good.
I have a playlist on Spotify that's called Vegan as Fuck, and it's all vegan artists from like popular artists to independent artists.
Oh, I like that. I'm trying to build a vegan world over here. I think we should only support vegans.
I agree.
If I hear a new musician that isn't vegan, he's out. That's the thing.
Canceled.
Canceled. I want to have no new non-vegan friends. It's like, okay, look, I'm drawing a line. I don't even want to do business with non-vegans.
Your non-vegan friends are grandfathered in.
Non-vegan friends are grandfathered in. Right. No new non-vegan friends. No new business with non-vegans. Tim Mammel, this is amazing. Tim Mammel says that his claim to fame was Adam Yauch's summer camp counselor.
MCA!
That's amazing.
Wow.
MCA, oh my God.
That's cool.
It's so cool. Yeah.
Was he rapping in the day at camp?
Yeah. Yeah. Was he rapping at camp, Tim? That's something I would like to know. Yeah.
What kind of camp was it?
Was it a summer camp? It was a summer camp. Okay,
was it like...
It wasn't a...
Was it a music camp?
Was it a Boy Scout camp? What kind of camp was it?
I went to theater camp.
Look at that. Look at that bridge. What? You're under the L or something. What was that? You look like Rocky in the...
under... Wait. This is like the Q... What is this?
Rotate behind you. Yeah, That thing. What is that? Is that a trains?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the above ground subway.
Yeah, the L, right? The elevated train.
No, it's not the L.
Oh.
The L is actually not above ground at all, I don't think.
Really? The L in Chicago, they call it the L because it's an elevated train. They don't have a subway.
Well,
they have an
that's
L.
Chicago, and they're stupid. No, we have a lot of elevated trains, so we can't just call it one. This, I think, is part of the yellow line, I think. So it's going to be like an N or a...
Yeah.
Or a W.
An N or a W. You know,
I'm not sure, though.
I take the L's with the W's.
Walking backwards.
I love that. Look at how beautiful that is.
Show you.
That's great. Thank you. Beautiful New York City. He says it was a Camp Onus, a Quaker nature camp. A Quaker nature camp.
Wow.
He wasn't rapping. I thought he was Jewish. He was at a Quaker camp? Like Quaker Oats?
Were they not all Jewish?
I thought they were all Jewish, but you know,
I did think they were all Jewish too. But
I thought I knew everything about the Beastie Boys, but now it turns out MCA was a Quaker, along with Richard Milhouse Nixon. You know, you know, Richard Nixon was a Quaker, and there was a big problem because they said that he was like not going to be a warrior president, but he ended the Vietnam War. Some people say because he was a Quaker. There you go. Richard Nixon, Milhouse Nixon news. Well, this has been an exciting journey through New York City with you. I like the sound of New York.
You heard that?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I don't know why people do it, Kirsten. Why do people do it? So,
live in New York?
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunity here.
Oh, he was Jewish, but he's a lot of kids from Brooklyn, because he was from Brooklyn, so he just went to the Quaker place because he was, that's where the camp was.
Gotcha.
Okay. MC, you know what's funny? So way before the pandemic, I used to make sourdough bread, and you have to have the yeast starter, right? Mm-hmm. And my yeast starter was called MCA because he was in the Yeasty Boys.
Oh, and boy.
I really did that. Yeah, it was called MCA. I named my yeast culture MCA. My sourdough starter.
I don't even know what to do with that information.
Well, come on. How many people do you know had a sourdough starter that they named after MCA from the Beastie Boys, Adam Yao?
No one. You. You're the only one that
I'm the only weirdo who would do that. He was amazing, though. He was my favorite. I was so sad when he died. And that was just like the end of the Beastie Boys. That's it. They're not making more music.
No.
That's it.
Did you watch? There was a documentary that came out.
I did watch a documentary, but I've watched lots of things about those beginnings of the Beastie Boys and stuff like that. But
there was one that came out like in the past 2 years.
With the, were they talking about his, about, yeah, maybe, I don't know. I've seen lots of stuff with them. Hey, God says you're beautiful. Cat calls of NYC. Stop street harassment. What? Stop street harassment. How do you do that?
You kill all the men.
Aww.
Sorry.
Why do we have to kill all of them?
There's a line in a Killer Mike song. He's talking about white people, though, I think. But he's like...
How you said that with such disdain. Talk about white people. God damn.
He says, like, he's talking about, like, killing, you know, all of them. And then he's like, if some good ones die, the Lord will sort them.
Oh, my gosh. Killer Mike.
I've been so behind his music for so long. But one of his more recent tunes, he said some shit about vegans, and I was like, you know what, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I don't want to fat shame Killer Mike, but I kind of assumed that he wasn't vegan.
So my producer used to work at a show called Build, which basically dissolved because of COVID, but they would interview like really decent size celebrities, not size like their body size. Yeah.
Like, not to fat shame Killer Mike, but he's a decent size.
But so Killer Mike was going to be on, and my producer was like, come to the show. So I came and I watched, and he was talking about how when he was younger, him and his brother got taught how to hunt, but his sisters got taught how to grow food. And so he grew up to realize that, like, his sisters learned a better lesson because they could feed multiple families with all the stuff that they grew. He could only feed his family.
He can only feed his family from the stuff that he grew.
No,
sorry, you're in a loud area. You're in a very loud area all of a sudden.
I'm sorry.
I was trying to piece together all of that, but
sorry,
I missed
it.
Ah, New York City. Why do people live there again? Opportunity. Yes, opportunity.
Because
we have opportunities in California, and you don't have to wear a beanie everywhere you go.
I'm actually hot in this beanie, which is not good.
You don't have to breathe in train fumes everywhere you go.
Train fumes? They don't run on fumes.
You don't have to take a COVID test the day before you go to a place. You don't have to take vitamin D supplements.
I think we all have to take vitamin D supplements.
Not in California.
Well, it's just because, like, you have to get outside. If you get outside,
well, we have sunshine.
We have sunshine?
Yeah, you have a white sky right now. The sky is white right now.
It's overcast, yes.
Yes, like always.
The sun only shines on California.
And Florida.
It's not always like this. This isn't London.
It looks like London. It might as well be London. In London, people would be like happier to be there, I guess. I don't know. London. Killer Mike grew his own vegetables, is what you're saying.
No, he did not. Sorry.
No,
so
he doesn't eat vegetables.
The trains made me miss all that. When he was growing up, he and his brothers were taught how to hunt. and his sisters were taught how to plant and grow food.
Yeah.
And he realized that his sisters learned a better skill because they were able to feed many, many families.
Oh.
He could only feed his own family.
Got it. Understood. Killer Mike is also really into guns and is super against gun control.
He is super into guns, yeah.
He makes a good point about why, but at the same time, he's a little bit of a, I don't know, like he gets on... I'm a bit of a libertarian, but I still have a... I'm still, like, reasonable. Like, it's just unreasonable. Like, we all have to live together still. Like, yeah. Like that's the whole point. Like, we all want to be free, but we got to live together. Goddamn.
Yeah.
But he's always on Bill Maher's show talking about guns. He does that a lot. He always brings it up, talks about guns.
Sorry, this is the W train. Making my way onto the 59th, excuse me, onto the 59th Street Bridge, aka the Queensboro Bridge, aka the Ed Koch Queensboro Bridge.
Yeah, well, I've learned some stuff on this journey. One, never quote Kanye again.
Yes.
Even though he did have some bangers. That's one. I don't listen to his music.
That's all you got?
No, never listen to Kanye again. Well, I don't listen to Kanye West, but never quote him again. And if I do quote him, don't tell people where the quote came from. Don't cite. Like, you can quote him, but don't ever tell people that's who you're quoting. That's the main thing. Two, Adam Yau went to Quaker camp. Three,
a big lesson.
The Pulaski Bridge is named after the Pulaski tool. It's the same guy. Five. five, that you have to take a COVID test the day before when you're in New York City for some reason.
Well, also, I mean, I don't know. No, I think non-union has to. Are you union?
No, but I work on a union set.
Yeah, but if you're non-union, the rules might be different. I'm not sure.
It's
a SAG thing.
It's a SAG thing, yeah. That's why we have to take it, yeah.
So,
everyone has to get tested.
But there are different rules for LA versus New York, so.
True.
I do think they could make it just rapid on the day.
They could.
The fact that we're like still, especially when you have to say, whether you're vaccinated or not, like,
yeah,
it's a little ridiculous that we are going the day before and then like you lose work because like there was something that was testing tomorrow for work on Monday and I can't test tomorrow because I'm working tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah. So that means I can't work on Monday because I can't test tomorrow.
So they should pay you for 2 days.
And this also got moved. This was supposed to shoot on last Saturday. Train.
There's so many trains there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. This is the... That's the N train.
That's the N train.
It's gone. That was the N train.
Yeah. The N train's gone. Oh. Well, that's... Well, I'm sorry that you have such a hard life with all of this. Do you think... With this vaccination, with the test, is that for a background gig or are you going to be in a show that we can all watch?
This was for a background gig, yes.
Okay, so was it for SVU?
No, it was for organized crime.
Which one has the guy from SVU in it? Is he still in SVU or is he no longer in it? What about Mariska Hargitay? Is she still on the show?
Yeah, that's SVU though.
But didn't the guy who was on SVU with Mariska Hargitay, didn't he leave and go to a different show?
Did he?
I don't know.
There's now three. There's the original Law & Order.
Yeah.
SVU, and there's Organized Crime.
And Organized Crime's about the gangsters.
Well, Organized Crime and SVU have crossover. So they live in the same world.
Don't they all live in the same world?
I think the original is like a totally different world.
No.
I think so. I don't know. I don't really know. I don't watch this shit. I just work
you
on
don't.
It.
Oh, you just work.
I don't watch it.
I don't watch it either, but I remember that there was a show called SVU, and it's the Special Victims Unit of the.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that Ice-T is in it. I think that he's a gem.
He said some fucked up shit, though.
Oh, my God. Probably. You want me to cancel every rapper? Every rapper says fucked up shit.
No,
that's what they
mean,
do.
I don't mean in his rapping. I mean, like, recently.
It really sucks because rappers and comedians, to me, are very similar people. And we kind of pay them to say fucked up things that we're not allowed to say. Like Tupac Shakur, no one talks about Tupac Shakur, but homeboy went to jail for sexual assault for 2 years, and no one cancels him. I'm still allowed to listen to Tupac?
Well, listen, the TV show made it seem like he was set up. So,
I never watched the TV. He went to jail for 2 years.
He was set up, man.
He was set up for sexual assault.
Excuse me.
I mean, he was a violent man. I love Tupac Shakur. I've always thought he was a genius, but I mean, he was a violent person, and he died a violent death.
Yeah, he was also young though. Like,
yes,
he's a fucking young kid.
That's true. So, you
know?
That's true.
Don't fucking know any better. And then, yeah.
Well, most of what maybe that's what gives Eminem the leeway that we give him, that he said a lot of that stuff when he was younger. But I don't know. I feel like we pay hip hop artists and comedians to say the stuff that we don't want to say or that we're not allowed to say and that no one's allowed to say. That's where their money comes from. They say shit that we're not allowed to say. And we pay them for it.
Yeah, but then like we continue as we evolve, we move the line and they want to keep saying the stuff.
Yeah.
And we're like, "Yeah, you know, that was okay in the 90s, but we've learned. Time for you to learn also."
I guess so.
Like, so this is totally off. He's not a comedian. My doorman.
Your doorman,
He likes to sometimes make fun of my husband.
What does he say?
Well, you know, my husband's like a little overweight, and so like he'll make fun of his weight, and I'm like, that's not nice. And he's like, you know, I'm just joking. And I'm like, yeah, but jokes can be hurtful. And he's like, yeah, but no, they can't. It's just a joke. And I'm like, it still can be hurtful, and I don't think it's nice. But he's like trying desperately to get me to understand that he's just joking around. And he's like, I wouldn't say it if I didn't like you guys. And like, and I'm like, you're making fun of my husband's weight. Like, you don't think that he has his own issues with his weight?
Yeah. That's weird. Yeah, I thought we were over. We're not allowed to do that anymore. Comment on each other's appearances.
My doorman's like, probably, he's got to be in his 50s and he's Albanian, so he like doesn't get it.
Oh.
But I still tried it. I was like, you know, first of all, in every joke there is a little bit of truth, which is why it can sting. And it's also just not nice to make, they're not nice jokes. They're not funny. Like,
no.
Tell another type of joke. Tell me a knock-knock joke.
Oh, I thought you were gonna tell me a racist joke.
Oh my god. He probably could tell me one.
He probably could.
I'm sure he could.
I guarantee you he could.
My cousin in Croatia told us it's a very racist joke. And he was like, I could say that. There's no black people here. And I was like, no.
No, that's not how that works. That's not how that works.
He can't.
No, they're usually not funny is my problem with them. Like,
well, yeah, that too.
I don't think that I've laughed at a racial joke since Dave Chappelle, like the Chappelle Show in like the early 2000s, like 2002. When did that show come out? The Dave Chappelle Show. That was old, long, long time ago.
Show? Yeah, I don't know.
Like 2003 or something, right? It was a long time ago. So I think that was the last time I thought that those jokes were funny. And now when you watch those jokes, it's like, God damn, Dave Chappelle, that shit wasn't... He's always been like a line stepper.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. See, I mean, you know, comedy evolves. That's the problem that I have with some of these comedians.
They don't evolve.
Change is like comedy evolves. as we evolve. So you can't fucking tell the same jokes that you were telling fucking 20 years ago.
That's really funny you say that, because Lil Wayne, they asked him, well, how are you? You've been doing this since the 11th grade and you're still on top. Like, how do you do it? And he said, well, I love music. Like, I don't care. Oh, you're calling it mumble rap? Great. It's music and I want to be a part of it. Oh, you're calling it trap? That's awesome. I want to be a part of it. It's music. Oh, you're calling it. He's like, every time they come out with a new form of hip hop, I want to be in that shit. Like in the beginning of it. And it's like he just loves music. And I thought, well, that's exactly where comedians need to be. They need to be loving their craft. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And realizing that they have to evolve with the industry.
Totally. So like it's funny. So my friend Fanny, who is the writer and director of Holding series that we talked about earlier, she loves sitcoms. And I'm like, perfect. And you know what? I could tell in her writing that she understands the timing and stuff. You know what I mean? Like what we're doing is pretty hard because it's all in one take and everything. But
yeah, that is hard.
It's like, it's pretty all in one take with a phone. It's like people think that it's easier. It's not. We do we do so many more takes than you would if you had multiple cameras.
Yep.
It's so funny to me that people think that it's the easier way, and it's not. It's just, it's easier because we edit less, I guess. So,
like, even with these auditions that I have to do, like, you have to get one good take. You can't send them an edit of, like, all your best moments. You have to just pick the best take and send it in. And that's frustrating because it's like, in the actual TV filming, the editor would piece together all my best moments. So why in an audition do I have to like be like, but that one spot wasn't that good. But you know what? The rest of it was better than all the rest. So,
yeah, you have to have like one awesome. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like it's kind of hard to make the whole thing awesome all the time.
Well, you're going to have some stinkers. I mean, sometimes sometimes your guest will come on the show and it's all of a sudden a tour of Brooklyn. Sometimes sometimes she's in a closet. Oh, look at that. That's beautiful. Are you under a bridge?
This is my favorite bridge, actually.
What bridge is this?
This is the 59th Street.
Well, 59th Street, the porta potties. There you go.
59th Street Bridge, a.k.a. Queensborough Bridge, a.k.a. Ed Koch Queensborough Bridge.
What do you think the guys who use those porta potties call those things? They call them porta johns? They just call them the John? The can?
The can.
The guys who use it, they're like, hey, I'm going to go to the can.
And the 10-1.
The 10-1?
That's film talk.
10-1 is poo-poo pee-pee?
Pee-pee. When you go pee-pee, you go 10-1.
Yeah, we did that's radio. It's radio. Because it's like, it's like 10-10, 10-20. Like, what's your 20? Like, what's your 10-20 means what's your location?
Yeah, it all comes from that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my phone is. I just got the first alert that my phone's dying.
That's okay because I was about to call it, but I really appreciate your come. Oh, what I was gonna say was that. Oh, look how beautiful. Hold on, one more shot. Let's do one more thumbnail. Oh, look at this.
Oh wait, I'm trying to make it straight. Everything's backwards.
That's okay.
I can flip it. This is Roosevelt Island.
Okay.
Probably like a channel. I don't know if this is technically the East River. Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
One side of the East River. And then we're going to cross over Roosevelt Island and we'll be on the other side of the East River. And then I will be in Manhattan.
This is the East River right here.
East River.
Awesome. Beautiful. This is some other river. That's Roosevelt Island. Got it. If you have a baseball thing around the water. Beautiful. See, you never know what you're going to get with the Vegan of Course, Vegan with Sky Show. But what I was trying to say was that you have to love, if you're going to make sitcoms, you better love sitcoms. If you're going to love novels, you better love novels. I don't like people who are like, oh, I'm just going to write a novel, shit one out, and see what happens. And that's what I think with a lot of these comedians, that's why they're not evolving, like comedians. They're not watching other comics.
Went to a comedy show last night at a vegan comedy.
Vegan comedy? Why didn't you tell us about that?
Sorry.
You say that for the end? Why are you burying the lead?
So it was at a place called Organic Grill, which was the place where we just shot our most recent sketch. And so they every month they do a comedy night. It's not all vegans. It's run by a vegan. Most of the comics are vegan, but there's always like one or two that's not. And then this one guy, like, I'm like, read the room. This is a room full of vegans. It's literally called Veggie Comedy. And the guy, one of the guys looks at me and my husband were like right there in the front. And there's like a plant. And he looks at us and he's like, you guys are vegan? And we shake our heads and he's like, did you guys want to eat this? And we're both like, you're in a vegan restaurant. Like, you literally watched all of us eat food. No, we don't want the plant that is not edible for humans.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about?
Was that funny to you, buddy? Is that what you got up there? Okay. Like, yeah.
And then he was like, I was surprised some of these comedians didn't, like, chow down. It's like, what? And, like, to me, like, vegan jokes are just so, unless you're vegan and you're making the joke,
right,
you're so tired. Because you don't get it. You don't understand veganism.
Totally.
So the joke isn't going to land. Because you don't understand what veganism is.
Absolutely. That's why my little I did it all for the Nucci. All for the Nucci. That's why so many people thought it was funny, because it's only for vegans. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not funny if a non-vegan wouldn't even have come up with it, wouldn't even have thought about it.
Well, and the guy in the beginning who's the host, who is vegan, he's like, you know, this is the time when, like, vegans get to bully the non-vegans. Like, we're always being bullied, so we're going to flip it around. But then you got two guys that are not vegan that don't know how to read the fucking room. And then it's like, so now we have to sit here through, like, we came here for vegan comedy. And now we have to sit here through some bullying because...
You didn't heckle them? I would have been like, get off the stage, you piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
You carny bastard.
I'm not a heckler.
Me neither, but if I got called out like that, one time, because I'm...
No, I said you could have it. I was like, you can have it.
Oh, really? Nice. So you did it a little heckling.
A little.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
I don't heckle either, but one time, since I'm tall, this comedian picked me out and started making jokes about my headboard, and I was just like, I wouldn't say anything. I just didn't want to say anything, and then she's like, I'm like this. I just kept on, because I wasn't going to give her any material to make fun of me because I'm tall.
Yeah.
And that's the only way to handle, if someone picks on you and you don't want to be picked on by a comedian, just shut the fuck up and they can't do shit.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, and then she asked my girlfriend, what kind of headboard do you have? Doesn't he hit his head? And she's like, it's wood. And she's like, doesn't he hit his head when he's fucking you? And I'm like, oh God, you're so tired and stupid. It wasn't funny. She was doing shitty crowd work, you know? And then
it was
because I wasn't playing along, so she's like I wasn't giving her much to work with, frankly, so I mean, who knows where she was going. But then she's like, at the end she goes, tall guy, don't forget to tip your waitress. And I was like that. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't say it out loud. I just went like, what?
Yeah.
And she'd like the rest, so she was the MC too, so she had to keep on coming out. And so every time she came out, she was like so bad and like embarrassed, because I was like, that's enough. Like, you don't have to do much to heckle someone to death to make them bomb. Because people don't realize that a stand-up comedian is like teetering all the time. Like, they're about to bomb every single time.
Sure.
It's so hard.
Yeah. Oh, I would never want to do it.
This is why hecklers suck, because they fuck people up so badly. It's like, it's...
that's the thing. Like, I don't like heckling. It's the other side of the East River.
Other side of the East River. Look at this. How beautiful. So, you've never done stand-up?
I have never done stand-up.
Oh, that surprises me.
No?
You could mix it in with your music. You can tell a couple jokes while you're in your music.
I mean, sure. I've told jokes when I'm on stage performing my music, but it's like I say one funny thing and then we move on.
Yeah. What about you've done improv, though?
Oh, I was... When I tried improv, I was terrible at it.
So you hate the stage.
No, I feel like I thrive in sketch. Like that's, yeah. I prefer sketch comedy. And we, you know, Kevin and I do improvise, but it's a lot lower stakes because if I do one take and it's not that funny and then I'm like, oh, I could say this, then we do another take and I say that thing rather than, you know, improv comedy where you have to like in the moment say the funniest thing you possibly can.
Yeah.
And I just like, my brain doesn't work that way. Like I need a second to like think of the thing and I'm like, oh, this is funny. All right. I'll say this next time. Or like Kevin would even like give me something or I might give him something.
Right.
But it's just like, it's improv comedy is like, it's too high stakes for me. The pressure gets to me and then my brain shuts off. So,
well, it's hard when you go to like, you know, on stage, it's always difficult because you have to command the crowd. It's like there's another component where you have to like be so, there's a leadership component, I guess, because.
Absolutely. Which I can do with music. I don't mind it with music at all.
With music, I always found it easier because I had a guitar in front of me. It almost felt like I had like a talisman. When I was holding a guitar, I had this thing in front of me that would like protect me or something. I always felt like there was some.
I feel that way about like the microphone and the cable. Yeah. I use my mic and my cable as like a prop, and also, you know, yeah. It, if I don't have that, I feel very exposed. If I'm like singing without a microphone, I'm like naked.
Yeah, yeah. When you're just singing by yourself, yeah, totally. Yeah, you're. Yeah. Absolutely. I felt that way about do I still play guitar? I play guitar by myself. I'm not in a band anymore. I don't perform. I've been I would do an open mic, but like I don't really do like the full on rock star shit anymore. But
yeah, I had a show back in October that like was a lot of fun. I really did miss being on the stage in that way, being supported yeah. by a band. And, but it's hard,
magical.
You know, it's like, yeah, it's great. It's like all the stuff surrounding that, the booking of yeah. the show, the dealing with the promoters, the, you know, we got
yeah,
to
the printing of the cards, the promoting the show. Yeah, it's there's so much.
Trying to get people to fucking show up. Like, there's so much shit. If all yeah. I had to do was show up and play,
yeah,
I would do it every single night.
But that's what people think you're doing. They don't right. see you. They don't see you moving the drum.
They like don't I remember see all the other fucking work. Yeah.
We went on like a 3-state tour, and we had a van and the lighting rig and all that shit. We set that shit up. By the time we were ready to perform, I was exhausted.
Yeah.
It was like moving somebody's apartment, and then performing for like an hour. Go ahead.
Oh, when we showed up to the show, we showed up for soundcheck, and there was no backline set up. And we were like, what is going on? Like, soundcheck is supposed to start at 5. It's 4:45, and there's nothing set up. And then it's 5. There's no sound guy. Nothing set up. 5:30. The bar back is like, yeah, the manager said someone's coming. 5:45, the manager gets there and he's like, sorry guys, we're trying to find a sound guy to show up. And we were like, okay, so no one's coming, so we have to set up this shit. So thank God, you know, it was four musicians, and we like share it was four artists and we share musicians, and three of those people happen to be sound engineers. So they knew how to.
They were able to do it, yeah.
The back line, and we even had to sound check ourselves, and then finally a fucking sound guy showed up.
It's unbelievable how much goes into it, and people don't see that at all. Yeah. It's kind of like people think that stand-up comedy is like that too. Like you just got up and you say some shit. It's not like that at all. You have to write it all. You have to promote the club. You have to get in. There's so much shit that goes into it. It's a lot like sketch comedy. You have to write it. You have to edit it. You have to do all those things.
I mean, there's so much that goes into creating anything, any creative endeavor. There's so much that people don't see. They only see the end product, and they have no idea how much work actually went into it.
You're absolutely right. Now, speaking of noticing what goes into all this creation and products, don't forget, everyone, to go to veganofcourse.etsy.com and support the channel, because that is where we are, the only place it's supporting everything. That and Patreon. Patreon subscribers, thank you so much for being here. I think that's our show. I'm not going to play the outro music because already I could barely... There's a lot of noise where you are already. No, it's perfect.
I'm like by the cars.
I love it. I just like that we took a tour through New York on your way to... that was pretty fun. I don't know. I like it. This is what live TV is supposed to be like. You know, it's supposed to be different.
I could take you on a tour next time too.
Well, I think it's fun because if you think about it, what did people get when they tuned in? They got to know, they got to peek into the day in a life of a vegan in New York City. A vegan actor in New York City. A union actor in New York City. You can make it there. You can make it anywhere. Thank you, everybody. Please, please, please. I'm begging you to please go over to Etsy.com/vegan, of course, and pick up a hat or a t-shirt. What the hell?
Not legal.
No.
The motor scooters, you can't ride those on this.
There's,
you have to ride.
There's another
that
one coming up behind you.
No. What? No, that's an electric bike. That's fine. No, this guy was literally on one of those like scooter things.
Oh yeah, I've seen them on the subways too. You're not allowed to take them on the subways, but I've seen them on the subways.
There's a sign that says no mopeds.
Ooh. Breaking the law. Make sure you call somebody.
No mopeds. They had police standing right here waiting for the guys to come down. And it stopped them for a while. But because it's a pedestrian walkway and a bike walkway. So we already have to share it. And then you've got something like flying at 25 miles an hour. Like, they should be on the road.
Yes, they should be. I didn't know that was a problem there. But yeah. This is why the fares are going up. This is why other fares are going up. I want a skateboard one and a Zoom Fast. I love skateboards. I try to skateboard. I love skateboarding. I used to skateboard to work. Skateboarding is one of my favorite things in the world. Bye, all. I hope you all have a great morning, day, afternoon, whatever time you're there. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for hanging out with us. Don't forget to like and subscribe and follow us on the socials. Etsy.com/vegan, of course. Etsy.com/shop/vegan, of course. That's where we're doing it. If you are a Patreon subscriber, I thank you. I love you. Oh, and also we have a subscription thing on TikTok now, which is pretty cool. It's pretty exciting. Mostly Jack is on TikTok. Jack is going to make an appearance in just a little bit on TikTok. So if you're on TikTok today.
I joined you yesterday. That was
you
fun.
Did?
That was me. I was there yesterday. I was commenting at people.
What did you call? What was your name on there?
Oh my God. Kirsten Marilyn.
Really?
Yeah.
When Jack was on?
You even read some of my comments. You didn't know it was me?
I probably did. It's really difficult when you're embodying a puppet to be yourself and like understand like it. Sometimes it's like I blacked out. It's like I'll put the puppet down and it's all of a sudden it's me again. It's a very bizarre phenomenon.
That's
I'm telling you.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's weird. Maybe Jess could back me up on this. I'm telling you, it's like it's hard when you're doing the puppetry. And then you like snap out of it and you talk in your normal voice and shit and you're going, oh, this is not, I'm not that, I don't even know what happened in the last hour. Yeah, see, he's backing me up. Not easy to split focus when puppeteering and streaming. Yeah, it's not, it's like there's
but
a piece of your brain.
Well, but you read my comment out loud, so I thought you knew that it was me.
Jack read it.
Okay, Jack read it.
I probably did know it was you at the time. I'm sorry. I probably
like
did.
I was even arguing with this guy, but then he disappeared. So I think like, because he was trying to say something about soy, and I was like, there's fucking soy in everything.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Okay, I remember now. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
I was like, you know, go check the ingredients of Doritos, and he was like, it's a corn chip.
I remember that, the Dorito thing, and we were talking about how the chili Doritos, and he was, yeah. like, and then they said that the Dorito in there's a Dorito in some other country that's vegan, and I'm like, oh, we have those here in America.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw him, like, I was trying to, like, respond at him, and then he, like, disappeared. I was also, like, getting ready to do my audition while I was watching your thing and, like, commenting sporadically. I'm, like, setting up my audition stuff and putting makeup on, and then, the like, puppet, going back to my phone.
The puppet thing is fun, though, isn't it?
Oh, it looks so fun, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it, yeah.
I like it, too. It's an interesting form of outreach where, like, people are cheering the puppet on, but other people are attacking the puppet. It's really funny. And then people are like, you're such a coward, you won't show your face. And I'm like, you could see my face all the time. Like, I'm always online.
Go to another video.
Like, yeah. Like, there are so many. There's so much of my face that I had to have a puppet to have my face less.
Well, and I think we've said this before, or you've said this, like, it's kind of funny when people are, like trolling or arguing with a puppet. I'm like, you're writing, like, shitty comments to a puppet.
Yeah, it's a puppet. Like, asking the puppet what gender it is. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a puppet.
I'm a puppet,
don't worry.
Yeah, I'm a puppet. I have no genitalia.
Yeah, it's basically...
The bottom part of me is open.
My elbow is where a genital would be. It's not, don't worry. I love when Jack uses profanity. I try not to, but goddamn, sometimes Jack needs to curse.
Yeah, it's okay. By the way, we're back in my neighborhood.
Oh, nice. We made it.
We're on 57th and 1st, and I'm walking down the 54th.
We did it. Look at that puffy jacket she has on. Do you think it's a? Do you think that there's like?
It's an MK.
Does that mean there's feathers in it? Is there feathers
probably
in that jacket?
Yes. Ugh. Sure,
that person looks like they're wearing a security. They look like they're wearing a blanket down the street. They look like they're wearing a fucking blanket.
Well,
they can't hear me, Kirsten.
I know, but I'm not going to say anything.
I know. I was just hoping you'd be like a spy and like move the camera so we could so I can make fun of this person more. Well, guys, thank you so much, everybody. And I hope that, hey, puppet, what are your pronouns? What is this? Williamsburg.
Martin Williams.
Who is that?
It's a grocery store.
Oh, never heard of it.
Just showing you my local grocery store.
Oh, the local grocery store of the Union Act, Vegan Union Actor in New York City. Well, welcome home, Kirsten Marilyn. I'm so glad that you're COVID free.
It's good to be home.
I'm glad you're here. I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day. And
thank
to everybody
you.
Else, tomorrow we have a vegan burlesque dancer.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty
cool.
Excited. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. We're going to have it's getting racy here tomorrow. A French speaking burlesque dancer is coming
Ooh.
On, and she's vegan.
Nice.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, we're gonna start the weekend off saucy. all right. Thank you, Kirsten. You're the best. I appreciate
you
so much. Guys, don't forget to follow on Goddamn Vegan SOBs if you haven't already. The link is in the show notes here. Goodbye, everybody. Bye. So I forgot to mention that if you are a fan of the puppetry on TikTok, if we get 11 subscribers on TikTok, we are going to introduce another puppet. And then when we get to 22 subscribers on TikTok, we are going to do a short film with those two puppets. I think that's pretty cool. We have a very famous, illustrious puppet maker who's helping us out. And I'm super excited about the project. So 11 subscribers is all we need. You know how many we have right now? A one. It all starts with one, though, doesn't it? It all starts with one. Thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate you guys so much. And you're making my dreams come true of being part of an awesome vegan community. And yeah, thank you so much, guys. Bye.